said, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is July 6th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes or less so that you know what's moving the markets right now. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Ott. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
All right. So yesterday the markets were closed because we had 4th of July in the US. And on Friday, they ended the week with a bang, right? I mean, the Dow Jones, it's so close to making new record highs. So close.
So close. So close. Yeah, actually, just a few points away from a record close, but needs to move a little bit for a record all-time high.
Yeah, and we already know that the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they're just up and away. So they just make new record highs almost daily. Now, before we look at what's happening here pre-market, I mean, crude oil made a six-year high yesterday. Did you see what was going on there?
Yeah, it seems like there's a little descent within the OPEC Plus ranks, specifically the United Arab Emirates. They are a little upset stirring things up a little bit. I wouldn't say that. They just want something to be done differently, right? And the issue is over the current baselines that the OPEC Plus group use to make production cuts. And back in April of 2020, it was decided that the baseline for the UAE would be 3.2 million barrels a day. And they want that to be readjusted and set to be 3.8 million barrels a day in 2022, which doesn't seem like, you know, a bad request, except that Russia and Saudis, they're saying no because they don't want everybody to, you know, redo their baselines, right? And so this increase in production and what they thought was going to be an easy decision hasn't been one.
Yeah. And I mean, the production increase for July is already in place, but it's about what happens in August, September, October, and December. Yeah. And the idea was by the end of the year to increase production by 2 million barrels per day. And the idea was to do 400K in August, another 400K in September, and so on until the end of the year. Now, since they have called off the meeting, all of this is not happening. And they called off the meeting indefinitely. So they have said, we haven't set a new date. And this is why crude oil just keeps rising and made a six-year high yesterday. So that's kind of crazy. Now, this, of course, a little bit challenging. If crude oil is making new all-time highs, we already know what happens a few years ago when it rose to $100 and beyond, right? I mean, we need energy. We need energy for production, and this will increase production costs. And when it increases production costs, I mean, we already have all these inflation concerns, and now crude oil is getting more expensive. I really hope that over the next few days, they all say, all right, let's meet again. Let's talk about it and find somehow a compromise here. But that is the big news for today. Actually, we have a few more, but this is what's moving the markets right now.
Yeah, and at these levels, a lot of the U.S. oil producers, they're liking these prices because they could pull a quick profit and or a nice profit. So like Oxy, Chevron, OXY, and then Chevron, CBX.
Yeah, they're all up pre-market here.
Yep.
So we shall see. We shall see.
OXP, the S&P oil and gas ETF, that was up a little bit more. It looks like it's come back a little bit.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's take a look at the economic calendar to see what is happening this week overall. So besides the oil prices, a few things on the calendar. So yesterday, markets were closed, was holiday. Today, the ISM services PMI will be released. And that's another inflation indicator, right? So we shall see what's happening there. The OPEC meetings, they have been canceled, so they're not happening. Yep. And then on Wednesday we have the Fed meeting minutes, and then we'll see. I mean, this is where investors will comb through the FOMC meeting minutes to see if there's any any hints of raising interest rates or whatever. But I mean, we already had the meeting. We have already talked about this. So I don't think that these meeting minutes will move the markets. And as you can see, these are the only two red flag reports here on the economic calendar. So on the economic front, it's pretty quiet. And also, I mean, earnings are pretty much over. So we have a few more weeks here before we go into the next earnings season.
Yeah, and with a short trading week, with yesterday being a U.S. market holiday, like you said, pretty quiet, pretty uneventful.
Yeah, so if you look at pre-market trading here in the US futures, we see that the Dow is just down, what, 13 points? That's nothing, that's unchanged. Same with the ES. I mean, the ES is down 1 point. NASDAQ is up 23 points. So, I mean, overall, it's this morning, okay, let's wake up after this long 3-day weekend and let's first digest a little bit of the headlines and see what's happening this morning. I mean, really, no strong impulses. I think they're still digesting the shock of the oil prices. And let's see if it is moving the stocks this morning.
Yeah. And now there are some individual names moving, and we could talk about DiDi
Gosh,
just
yeah.
because this cybersecurity review is kind of trickling into other areas as well. But on Friday, it was China announced the cybersecurity review, and new users actually could not add the app. So that puts a bit of a damper on DiDi's new IPO, and now it's trading below its IPO price of 14.
Talk about timing of this crackdown, right? I mean,
Yeah.
China does this crackdown the day after they go public. Yeah, so as I said, users cannot download the app, and this is why they are down another 22% this morning
Yeah.
here.
But it's also having an impact on other Chinese stocks. So like Baidu, BIDU is the ticker. So they're part of this cybersecurity review. They're down. Pinduoduo, PDD, the ticker. They're down.
Yeah, four
And
percent.
JD.com, JD, the ticker. They're down as well.
Yeah, also. Okay, so right now, stay away from Chinese stocks. It seems that China is launching a crackdown here. And yeah, might want to stay away there. Talking about cybersecurity, did you see the latest cyber attack that happened over the weekend?
I didn't get into it. What took
So,
place?
okay, so as many as 1,500 businesses around the world have been attacked, have been affected by another attack. This time, the attack was on a Florida-based information technology firm. It's called Kaseya, and so what they do, they produces IT management software. So this means that their software is being used to remotely, remote into computers to manage them. And so the Russia-linked R-Evil gang, they basically said, okay, we're behind this. And yes, we did do some damage here. And they said, let me just jump back here, that they would unscramble everything for $70 million in cryptocurrencies. And it seems that we have some inflation going on, because if you remember a few, was it weeks ago, a month ago, when we had the Colonial Pipeline hack, and they paid $4 million or $4.4 million in a ransom. 2.3 of this was recovered. We talked about this, and then we had the attack on this meat packer JBS, and they paid $11 million to restore everything. And it seems there's a very clear trend, and now they are actually demanding $70 million. So this is the
Wow.
latest attack here, and yeah, some companies are severely hit. I haven't seen any super popular names of publicly traded companies here. The biggest one, I believe, it's a Swedish grocery store chain. Not quite sure. It's called Co-op, but yeah, we will see what's going on there. I mean, it's just scary that we're going from a pipeline attack over, I mean, a meat packer attack, and now really broadly to 1,500 business. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Interesting, interesting. New pirates of the modern age.
Telling you, yes, yes. All right, what else are moving this morning?
I saw American Express was up a little bit.
Okay, ticker is AXP.
Yeah, they had a Goldman Sachs upgrade. Yeah, Goldman said that the stock should gain from consumer spending with the economy recovering.
Yeah. And then we have to take a look at Amazon. I mean, Jeff Bezos is out. So yesterday, officially, he stepped down as the CEO and handed over the reins of the company to, what was the name of the guy? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know. So Jeff Bezos founded Amazon in 1994 and stepped out. So because he wants to focus on philanthropy, he wants to focus on, what else? Space. I mean, the race with Richard Branson is on, right? So he is launching into space on, when is it? July 20th. So it's around the corner. And some other projects. Did you hear about the 10,000 year clock? It's one of his projects. Let me just bring it up.
Okay.
It's so cool. The 10,000 year clock. It's called Clock of the Long. Let me see if I find any images here. So he is building this this massive clock that is designed to tick just once per year and chime once per millennium. So this is where experts are blasting rooms out of the interior of a mountain to install steampunky piles of gears and flywheels. So you see it here. I mean, it kind of looks like crazy. So the clock will be 500 feet tall, all mechanical, powered by day and night thermal cycles, and synchronized at solar noon. So yeah, it seems that Jeff Bezos has some other projects besides Amazon. Don't know if this will take off, but I just thought it's built on one of his properties, actually here in Texas. So
super interesting.
Anyhow, Amazon up 0.5%, 0.4% this morning. So doesn't seem to be affected by this change in leadership here. And I mean, the other guy, I think his name is Mark something, can't remember. By the way, if you're watching this and you know it, just type it in the comments, that would be great. So he has been with Amazon for a long, long time and has been shadowing Bezos. So, I mean, when Jeff Bezos announced that he is out and announced his successor, everybody said, oh yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one.
Anyway, love Bezos or hate him. What a story there, from selling used books to basically taking over commerce in sure general.
Does. Sure does. All right. What else? Do you see anything else?
Well, AMC is popping pre-market, and this is a little bit interesting because AMC trying to take advantage of these prices, and I saw that they were looking to issue 25 million more shares to raise revenue, but they wanted it to be decided by shareholders. And right now, this proposal has been tabled, so the stock's up a little bit because they've decided to hold off.
Unbelievable. I mean, they really take advantage of these crazy prices. I think it's a smart move. I mean, they already raised, what, more than $1 billion by issuing more shares over the past few months. And so let's just do the quick math here. I mean, 25 million shares, if they would go through this with $50. So we're talking now about another, what, 1 billion? Does that sound about right?
Could be.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyhow, okay. Well, we got to jump over to Trade Live with our Mastermind members this morning, and it should be an interesting morning. Anyhow, hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, click on like, subscribe to the channel here, and watch one of the videos that should pop up on your screen here right now. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.